You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain.
How dare you question my omniscience?
Asking questions as part of your martial arts education. About 40 years ago, I was a young martial artist, and I went to a city park to observe the martial arts class that a man was teaching there. The particular style of martial arts he was teaching is not important to this story. When the class was over, I spent some time with him, asking him various questions about his background and the art he was teaching. I asked him a question, and to be honest, it's been so long that I don't remember what the question was, but it was about a technique or concept from his style. What I do remember is his response. He rolled his eyes like a bored 14-year-old girl, heaved a sigh with all the world weariness of a 10,000-year-old man, and said, "Go ahead and throw a punch at me." I complied, and I'm sure he responded with the technique in question, but again, it's been so long that I don't have a distinct memory of what kind of impression his demonstration made on me. What did leave an impression was his bored, arrogant response to an innocent question. It wasn't an angry response, like some I would see in later years, but it stuck in my mind, nevertheless. His facial expression and body language screamed, "Why do these mere mortals insist on questioning the fact that I'm a martial arts paragon who practices an infallible style?" As the years passed, I experienced or saw other students experience scenes like this again and again. It nearly always struck me as odd and inappropriate that a person whose job was to pass on information would show irritation at being asked questions. Don't get me wrong. I have had students who asked questions that I found annoying. But allowing the annoyance to show is, in my humble opinion, extremely unprofessional. The best way to deal with such questions is to simply, honestly, and calmly answer them. Personally, I like it when a student asks me questions. When teaching group classes, I'm not able to watch each repetition by each student as closely as I would in a private class. So extra feedback from the student is very helpful to me in assessing their progress and level of understanding. It's also reassuring to know that the student is tuned into the fact that he or she needs to be an active participant in the learning process. One source of irritation can arise when the student asks a question to which you don't know the answer. Let me emphasize this. It is okay to not know the answer. No reasonable person is going to hold you to a standard of perfection. A suitable response would be, "What a great question. I don't know the answer, but let's do some research and try to reverse engineer a solution." Having said all of this, as a student, you should think before formulating a question for your instructor. Make it clear and respectful. Now, I would be remiss if I wrapped up and did not mention one particular version of this scenario that I once experienced. On this occasion, as a student, I asked an instructor a question. It was not a philosophical question, but one about martial arts techniques. Believe it or not, his reply was to smile beatifically and intone, "He who knows does not speak. He who speaks does not know." Really? Did this moron just go all Taoist sage on me? How simultaneously arrogant and incompetent. What utterly condescending horseshit. Out of self-respect and a sense of decorum, I didn't respond in the way such an answer usually would deserve. I simply thanked him, finished the class, and never went back. Hiding your ignorance behind a mask of mystical philosophy is no way to teach the martial arts. My question had nothing to do with the deeper nature of reality or the seeking of enlightenment. I just wanted instruction on how best to use footwork against a stronger opponent. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.